Parshas HaShavua, Parshas Kiseitze, is a parsha with the most mitzvahs in the Torah. 74 mitzvahs. It's not b'mikra, it's not a coincidence that it comes out in Yimei Elul, the days of Rachmim. The Goyin writes that Yimei Elul akule Rachmim, with a little bit of esbeinonus in the mitzvahs b'chlal and a mitzvah b'frat, you could have a little bit of a chizuk and inspiration, avodas Hashem and avodas HaMitzvahs. The Zohar writes that Taryag Mitzvahs are Taryag Itim, their Eitzes, how to get to Akara in the Rabbanu Shalom, to get close to Rabbanu Shalom, to Veikus in Hashem. On the Pasuk in Mishle, Halekosafti Lecho Shalishim, Bim Moeitzois Vedas, is referring to the Torah, which is Mashulash. The Torah is Mashulash, but Torah, things that are tripled, it's called Mashulash. The Torah gives Eitzes and Das. Lohidiyacha Koishet Imrei Emes, to tell you the truth and the words of truth. To answer people, Emes, Lohoshim, Amarim, Emes, Lesholchecha. People want to try to tell you divrei sheker, you'll have a clear answer from the Torah. The Rambam brings us down at the end of Hilchas Temura. His lashon is v'chroiv dine haTorah eina ele eitzos mirochik migdoil eitzo. Roiv the dinim of Torah are eitzos from the Rabbanu Shalom, the biggest eibal eitzo l'saken hadeyos u'yasha kol ha'maisim, for us to perfect ourselves. And it brings the pasuk we just said now. So to the Metzudas David on that pasuk, Mishle Chav Beis, pasuk Chof and Chof Aleph, explains that that is the seir over here, that the Torah is full of eitzes, the mitzvahs are full of eitzes. A person wants the best eitzah, the Taryag mitzvahs are the eitzes of the Torah. How a person should really live. We have in this week's parasha, the pasuk, Perek Chavdal, the pasuk Yotes, Ki siktzer k'tzirecho basode v'shachachta oimer basode l'soshub l'kachto l'ger l'yosev l'amona yir l'mani v'recho Hashem l'kecho b'chol ma'asi yodecho. The mitzvah of shikcha, a person leave over a bundle, if they leave it in the sode, he shouldn't take it, he should let the people take it. The mitzvah of shikcha. There's three gewaldige medrashim at this pasuk that explain the godless of this mitzvah. In Yalkut Shemoyni, in Shemois Remes Kuf Tzadik, Reb Levi Pasach, Va'avdel Eschel Min Ha'amim, the Rebbeinu Shem separated us from all the Umas Oilam, Am Reb Levi, V'chol Masein Shei Yisrael Meshunen Me'umas Oilam, all the Maisim of Klai Yisrael is different than the Maisim of Umas Oilam, Charisha, Zriya, Ktsira, Imurin, Dishosan, Gerneon, Yekveen, B'minyonon U'b'chashboinon, it goes through each one. Everything that he does, wherever he turns, his actions are all singled out. Dafka for Klai Yisrael, that they're Meshunim U'mas Oilam. They have mitzvahs. Every single step that we take, we're singled out. As a Yidin Klai Yisrael, we have a mitzvah. B'charishu we have L'Sach Shara B'Shara B'Chamo Yachto, B'Zriya L'Sizra Krayim, K'tzira L'Leket Tzircha L'Slaket, Imurin Shachachto Em V'Sada, this expression. So the Medrash speaks about how each thing, even the shikcha, which you forget, you're also singled out by the Umas Oilam. Singled out as Klai Yisrael special, Meshunim Umas Oilam. Medrash, another Medrash says, Nialkut Shemoini Remes Tofai and Tes, Vayikra, Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah Oimer, Kova Akosa Brocha L'Mishabol Yodem Mitzvah B'lo Yediyo. Here the Medrash is Mechadish that the Torah gave us opportunity even to have mitzvahs without our yediyah. Just like shikcha, where a person forgot something in the soda and it turns into a mitzvah when an ani takes it, or he leaves it over and doesn't take it. Even though the fact that he left it there was only forgotten, it wasn't bedafka left there, it wasn't intentional. And it compares to a person, let's say he lost a sela, he lost a coin, and an ani finds it. The Torah is kaveh bracha, just like shikcha. And it goes on, it says, Maisa b'chosid echa, there was a maisa with a chosid, forgot an oimer in his soda, and he told his son, go bring a par for an oila, and a par for a shlomim. Amr loy abba, he said, my father, Mari isa l'smeich v'mitzvah zu yoysa mikol mitzvah samurus b'teira. Why are you happy with this mitzvah more than any other mitzvah in the Torah? Amar lo kol mitzvah shabateira nitan lo lana l'dateinu. Every mitzvah we have is with yidiyah. You have to do it with yidiyah. You know what you're doing. V'zeh shalei l'dateinu. Ilo asinu b'rotzen l'fnei ha'makom lo'ibasa mitzvah zu liyadeinu. If I would have had intention, I wouldn't have got this mitzvah. It's a special mitzvah, just not having a mind. And the ends off at a Kal V'Chomer, if someone who's not Niskaven is Zeicha to such a tremendous Maila, HaMiskaven Liska is V'Zocha Lachas Kama, V'Kama is even a greater Maila. How great are the mitzvahs that even Aydei Shikha we could be Zeicha to a mitzvah? And the third Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parashah Kiseitze, it says on the Pascha Mishle, Perik Aleph Pasuk Tes, Ki Livya Schein Heim L'Reshecha. So the Rapinchas, this jewelry, just this piece of jewelry that's on, is a crown on your head, is referring to, says Rapinchas Bar Chama, L'chol Makam Shateilich HaMitzvah Is Malavis Eischa. Every place where a person goes, the mitzvahs accompany him. Wherever he goes, Kisiv Nabayis, he makes a Micah. If you make a delis, the mitzvah is malavi you by making a mezuzah. If you put on new clothing, the mitzvah is malavi you, that you're not going to wear shatnez. If you took a haircut, the mitzvah is malavi, let's keep pasr sheichem. If you have a sada, you want to be chayrish, let's achr shayr v'chamor. If you do zriya, the mitzvah is malavi you. If you do karet, the mitzvah is malavi you. Kisiktsar, the end of the medrash, afilo isa ois v'dover el mahalach baderech, a mitzvah is malavis oischa, shenemer ki yikra kansipa lefanecho. Wherever a person goes, he has the livui, he has this special mitzvahs that accompany him, that go with him and protect him. So we have these three gewaldige inyanim that we see in this inyan of shikha. Number one, the first medrash was the inyan of how it singles us out from the umas oilam. The second inyan was the shikha is a mitzvah that we could do even without having das, kol shekein mitzvah that we do with das. And third inyan is how mitzvahs are always accompanying us wherever we go. These are opportunities for a person to have, to go with him, that he has mitzvahs all wherever he goes, even when he forgets something, and even if he's just on the way, they're going to be malavi him. There's a ma'isa once, that someone came to Rav Meir Branzdorfer, a dying Rav in Yerushalayim, and he said he has a problem on Shabbos about a certain malacha, how to do it. He has to do something and he couldn't do it. He says, I have a problem. He said, it sounds like from you that you have 39 problems on Shabbos. We don't have 39 problems, he says. We have 39 opportunities, 39 possibilities in order for us to mekayim mitzvahs. We look at a house, we have to put a mikvah, we have to put a mezuzah. If we look at the Rashi's in this week's parasha, Rashi says the opposite. When you'll be zeicha to the first mitzvah of Kansipa, you'll be zeicha to getting a house. When you have a do the mitzvahs in a house, you'll be zeicha to more mitzvahs, asher v'chamor, v'godim, all the mitzvahs, one leads to another one. These are all opportunities for a person to be mashal himself. In the Torah, even not only doing the mitzvahs, even by not doing a mitzvah, in the world, if someone will not steal, he doesn't get any credit for it. But in the Torah, if a person had opportunity to do avin avera and he didn't do it, yashav l'aver avera is mekayim a mitzvah. So there's a gewaldige limud in Parashat Kiseitze, which is, I think, this is a tremendous chizik in the time of Elul before Yom Neroyim, that a person, we have so many opportunities for ruchnius. Every single gashmius that we have, everything that we do, wherever we go, wherever we are, we have the opportunity every single time and place to be mekayim all different type of mitzvahs. There's a beautiful Ramban. The Ramban writes about someone in a Sefer Amunah B'Tochan that someone said that a person was working and he was working for his panasa and he was felt like maybe he's been mevatel Torah. The Ramban writes over there that if a person, when he's doing his work, and he's making sure he's not over the averis of mammon and doing it biyashrus, the mitzvahs that he's supposed to be doing, nimtza shle bitul tera afilu rega. I don't think it's as the same level as limud haTorah mamish, but he's referring to over here, there's an element of person of Yimakayim, the chelik of limud haTorah, by the fact that he's keeping all the chalakim of the mitzvahs. So this gevaldige limudim of the mitzvahs that we have in this six parasha is a chizagras for the upcoming Yom HaNeroim, the opportunities that we have. Streets are full of diamonds. Our days are full of diamonds. We have all the opportunities. It's not something to mezalzel in. Every single step we have, we take, we have these opportunities to mekayim. And the Torah, by giving us so many mitzvahs before the Yom HaNeroim, such a parasha, I think, is being ma'ir, this inyan, that wherever we go, and we have the opportunity of doing mitzvahs, even without das. One last inyan that we find, I think I heard B'Shem Rav Avigdor Miller, that we see a chiddush in the parasha of Shikcha, that a person's das of afterwards could actually boicher betoiv on a maisa that he did. He left it over by mistake, but now he's turning it into a mitzvah. We have the opportunity, even after doing something, if we think about what we did, and we infuse the simcha and the ratzon and the right kavana, we could turn it into a mitzvah or a higher level of mitzvah. And the same too is true when we have charata and avera. That's how we undo the averis. That's a chelik of tshuva. So this should be a gevaldige chizuk for these days, upcoming days. A guten Shabbos.